Bobby had a delirious memory of the lobsterback cards blurring beneath McQuown's long white fingers. Now they go, now they slow, now they rest. Here's the test. I fail, Bobby thought. I fail the test. Let me go, mister, he said miserably. Please don't take me with you. Even if it means your tea car has to go on without your wonderful and revivifying company? The voice was smiling, but Bobby could almost taste the knowing contempt under its cheery surface, and he shivered with relief because he understood he was probably going to be let free after all. With shame, because he knew what he was doing, crawling, chintzing, chickening out. All the things the good guys in the movies and books he loved never did. But the good guys in the movies and books never had to face anything like the lowmen in the yellow coats or the horror of the black specks. And what Bobby saw of these things here outside the corner pocket was not the worst of it either. What if he saw the rest? What if the black specks drew him into the world where he saw the men in yellow coats as they really were? What if he saw the shapes inside the ones they wore in this world? Yes, he said, and began to cry. Yes, what? Even if he has to go without me? Ah, and even if it means going back to your mother? Yes. You perhaps understand your bitch of a mother a little better now, do you? Yes, Bobby said for the third time. By now he was nearly moaning. I guess I do. That's enough, Ted said. Stop it. But the voice wouldn't. Not yet. You've learned how to be a coward, Bobby. Haven't you? Yes, he cried, still with his face against Ted's shirt. A baby. A little chicken shit baby. Yes, 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 I don't care. Just let me go home. He drew in a great, long, unsteady breath and let it out in a scream. I want my mother! It was the howl of a terrified little one who has finally glimpsed the beast from the water, the beast from the air.